This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Reaction to the reversal of Act 10 is splitting across party lines, as expected. Yesterday, a Dane County judge ruled to overturn most of the 2011 law that limited the power of unions in Wisconsin, especially the right to collective bargaining. Democrats are now celebrating the ruling, while Republicans say it could erase the $16 billion in savings since the law was implemented. Court records show Republicans behind this lawsuit have already filed an appeal. That means this case will likely end up in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Right now, the court has a 4-3 liberal majority, but an election in April could change that. Good news for the UW system. Their budgets for this year are bigger than expected, $160 million bigger. Financial reports show tuition increases and unexpected donations led to that huge jump. The university has $77 million more than projected. And on top of that, an additional $71 million more than expected in contracts and donations. Today is Giving Tuesday. Nonprofits all over the country are asking for support. Here in Dane County, at least 85 nonprofits have their own fundraisers today. Now, there are way too many to list here, and I don't want to play favorites by only naming a couple. The goal of Giving Tuesday is to encourage people to contribute to their communities at a time where people are often spending a lot of money on material things leading into the holiday season. Charitable giving dropped 2% from 2022 to 23. It's been a roller coaster ride for nonprofits since the pandemic first hit in 2020. But giving financially is not the only option. You can give your time and volunteer. Lots of these organizations are accepting new volunteer signups today. We have a guide to nonprofits that need your support. You can just head to civicmedia.us/charity. Meanwhile, the Edgewater's ice skating rink is not an ice skating rink right now. It's a roller rink. Last year, they opened later and for a shorter amount of time because there wasn't enough cold weather. Their first day on the ice wasn't until January. So this year, they're trying something new and doing roller skating instead. You can bring your own skates or you can rent a pair there. It's open on Thursdays and Fridays. They expect to switch back to an ice rink at the beginning of January. The freeze watch is on as people wait for ice on Madison's lakes. And someone who correctly guesses when Lake Mendota will freeze will win a $100,000 gift card to Land's End. The Clean Lakes Alliance freeze contest happens every year. Founder James Tai.
Once they're frozen, there are actually our largest parks. So you can walk on them, you can go ice fishing on them, you can skate on them. They really are a unique wonder of Madison, but also lake turnover is happening right now. Water in the top, it's getting cold. At some point, the water below is actually warmer, and so it flips.
You'll love this story. Listen to how they used to measure whether the lake was frozen.
And they decided that if you could get into a boat with a keg of beer and not get across the lake, it was frozen. So, you know, everything revolves back to boating and maybe, you know, a little beverage or two. But that's the official way, and that's still how we track it. It's not if the whole lake is frozen. It's just frozen at its most major points, being Picnic Point, UW, and then over to Maple Bluff.
To help you pick your freeze date, the average is December 20th. But last year, Lake Mendota didn't freeze until January 15th. And at least some of that is due to climate change. A century ago, Mendota used to freeze back in November, and on average, it would stay frozen more than 100 days. But now, we're usually waiting until late December and early January for it to freeze. In the last 5 years, it's only stayed frozen for an average of 75 days. Tai says the goal is to bring people's attention to our lakes, get more people outside checking for themselves so they can create their educated guess, but also raising awareness of the ways our lakes are changing. Last year, more than 2,000 people submitted their guesses. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight in Detroit, an NBA Cup game, the in-season tournament. Doc Rivers thinks this could be a fun game to watch.
It's early in the season, and you have a game that has some meaning behind it. The team that you're playing, it's a must-win for them. You know, it's a must-win for both teams in some ways. You don't get this this early. And so I think it's good for everybody.
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Michigan tonight in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation in the latest AP poll. NFL, Packers getting ready for the Lions. Green Bay defensive end Lucas Van Ness has a quarterback sack in each of the Packers' last two games. I asked him about Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that he's a very efficient passer, and we're going to do what we can just to kind of keep the momentum we've had over the past few weeks, getting after quarterbacks and trying to do our best to impact the game that way.
That's the Packers' Lucas Van Ness with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a bit warmer today, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy with steady temperatures, and then tomorrow windy. Flurries will stay in the mid-30s into the afternoon, but temperatures will drop sharply by late afternoon into the evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.